Welcome to the Holy, Healthy Christian Moms Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, certified biblical health coach. I've been unmistakably called by Jesus to help Christian moms add energy to their days and reignite passion to their purpose as holy, healthy Christian moms. Hey, ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. And this is kind of an off-the-cuff podcast that's been on my heart. And I have learned that if things keep impressing upon my heart, then I need to do something about it. So here I am doing something about it. I wanted to talk today for a minute about words and setting your word for 2021 and why that matters. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what my word is for 2021 and why I picked that and what in the world it has to do with doing this episode with you ladies today. So when I work with my clients, both one-on-one and in the group setting, something that we focus on together is growing goals, building sustainable goals. If you're in my group, Holy Healthy Christian Moms on Facebook, you are aware of the mini-series I did just last week on setting goals and why it's important to set goals and how to set goals that are actually sustainable. I talked about the difference between resolutions and goals and how I don't believe in setting resolutions at all. Resolutions are so fixed. Resolutions, they focus backwards. They focus on things that have happened in the past and things that we don't care for, versus goals, which focus on things in the future and things that excite us. If you think about the root of the word resolution, like if you come to a resolution with something, which means you resolve, if you think of resolving an argument with someone, you're finishing it and it's done. And if you're truly resolving it in the spirit of forgiveness, it's behind us, never to happen again. And that's not how we want to be with our goals, right? We want our goals to be future focused. We want our goals to lead us. We want to be in tandem with our goals, which brings me to my word for 2021. I'm not going to quite reveal it just yet because I want to talk to you first about why it's important for you to set a goal. I mean, why it's important for you to set a word for your year. It lays the foundation for you to know how to move forward. And I don't believe that you should set a word just opening up the Webster dictionary and closing your eyes and saying, what should my word be? And moving your finger up and down and putting your finger on a word. That's not how you pick a word for the year. It's also not something where you're sitting outside with a daisy and you're pulling it off petal by petal. Should my word be excitement or should my word be content? Should my word be excitement or should my word be content? And whatever petal you have left is how you arrive on your word. No, that's not how you should arrive upon your word. Arriving upon your word for the year needs to be spirit driven. Arriving on your word needs to be a process where you enter into a community with the Holy Spirit to have Him guide you. And y'all, it's not that complicated. It truly is not that complicated. So don't overthink it. And also don't let fear get in your way. Don't let fear prevent you from sitting down and having a conversation with the Holy Spirit for what He wants your word to be for the next year. We're reminded in 2 Timothy 1:7 that the Spirit that the Lord gives us does not make us timid, but it gives us power and love and self-discipline. And so if you are working and operating out of a place of fear of having that conversation with the Holy Spirit, then you're not working out of the Spirit of God. So sit down, enter into prayer, and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to your word. And if your experience is anything like mine, the word will keep showing up in your brain over and over and over again. So you have no way to deny the fact that it is from the Holy Spirit, right? So with that said, after you have that time to sit down with the Holy Spirit and develop your word, share with me what it is. I'm interested to know, what is it? You can email me at Erin K, K-A-Y, coaching@gmail.com, or you can find me in Holy Healthy Christian Moms on Facebook, or just send me a private message. I would just love to know what your word is. My word for 2021 is zealous, okay? And my word is not zealous in the way that you would expect it to be. My word zealous comes from a place of where I am overzealous. I struggle with that, ladies. I struggle with that a lot. My brain is very creative. My brain is very future focused. My brain aligns perfectly with my heart and my desire to serve and to show up and to show up well for the places where God wants me and where God needs me. What can happen is being overzealous takes me to places of exhaustion. It takes me to places of overwhelm. It takes me to places of burnout. And my heavens, the Lord doesn't want us to burn out on doing the kingdom's work. Our kingdom's work is not a sprint. It is a marathon. So me being overzealous is a problem. And it's been a problem. It blocks me from showing up for you ladies in the way that I want to. It blocks me from asking for help. Y'all, we are not designed to do this life alone. We are not designed to grow and develop by ourselves. We need each other, number one, for support and guidance and for another set of eyes to help us through a process. But number two, to celebrate with. I mean, how exciting is it to accomplish something that you've worked really, really hard for and you're excited about, and it's like, wah, wah, because you have nobody to celebrate it with you. My overzealousy leads me to places where I get too independent. I try to do it all. I try to be it all. And when I do that, y'all, I fall. I fall. And I'm not serving you ladies well when I'm being overzealous. I'm not serving myself well. I'm not serving my family well. I'm not serving my responsibilities well. But more importantly, I am not serving our Lord and Savior well when I am being overzealous. So here's the thing. Right now, my kids are outside. I can hear them. And I just saw the microphone go way up, which tells me y'all could hear them. Isn't that perfect timing for the Lord, right? Because what Erin would do, overzealous Erin, would say, oh, I got to scrap this thing and I've got to start all over because it wasn't perfect and I couldn't show up the way that I want to show up, free of distractions. But y'all, that's life, right? You hear my son? He's right outside the window screaming and hollering about something. He's talking to my daughter who just started laughing, y'all. But that's my life. My children and my family are my joy. And I don't ever want them to feel like they have to operate out of a place of overzealousy or perfection. I don't want any of my clients to ever feel like they have to work out of a place of perfection and being overzealous and doing all the things. No way. I want my clients to reach out. To reach out to me when they're struggling. To reach out to me when they need support. To know that they have a safe and non-judgmental place to reach out and get support. And I've kind of gone all the way around my elbow about the word zealousy. But my word, y'all, is to be zealous, to keep showing up, even when you can hear my kids playing basketball outside on a podcast. Okay? To show up for y'all, even if I don't have all the answers, even if I don't always understand. To be zealous, to give myself space so I can show up the way that I need to for all of my responsibilities. So what does that mean for this podcast? It means that I show up. It means that I stop ascribing myself to this idea that it has to be perfect and there can't be any background noise. And I know y'all have heard my creaking chair this entire time. Showing up and being zealous for this podcast, y'all, is showing up anyway. Showing up when I don't have all the answers for the scripture walk, because I don't. But showing up, not trying to paint this perfect podcast picture, because that's not authentic. That's not in alignment with me. And honestly, my real life, my creaky chair, my kids knocking on the window, which is what you just heard, is probably resonating more with you than thinking or having any kind of notion that I'm a perfect podcaster, a perfect coach, a perfect mother, a perfect whatever. I am so far from that. So y'all, I'm going to be showing up in all my imperfections because the content of what I have to share from the Lord is far more important and more significant than me trying to be overzealous to provide you all with a perfect product. It's about progress, not perfection. It's about being present and not perfect. It's about being relatable to build community and to build trust. Please know, listeners, whether you're a client or not, I pray for you. I pray for every set of ears that listens to these podcasts, that the Lord work through me. So my prayer for you is that you hear my heart. That you spend time with the Holy Spirit, finding your word, and rooting all of your goals back to that word. That you let the Spirit guide your goals for 2021, and that you understand that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay because you're a believer. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for your presence everywhere, every day, in every way. And I thank you for the gift of words. I thank you for the gift of language. I thank you for the gift of communication so that we can build a better relationship with not only you, but with our community and with ourselves, with our higher selves, Lord. I thank you for the rumbling fan above me right now, for the beautiful voices of my children, Lord, for the squeaky chair, and for showing me, Lord, that it's more important that I just show up than to be perfect. I ask, Lord, that this lesson and this truth be impressed upon the hearts of the women out there, Lord, right now who are listening, who need to hear that, to understand that they don't have to be perfect and you don't expect us to be perfect because we aren't and we never will be, Lord. I ask that you impress this message upon their heart to help them to break free from that mindset, so that they can be kingdom-focused women on their journey to become holy, healthy disciples for you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you'd like to find out more information on how to be a holy, healthy Christian mom through free practical advice, group programming, and paid one-on-one coaching, find us on Facebook in the group Holy, Healthy Christian Moms, or check out my website, therootedhelpcommunity.com. I look forward to seeing you soon.